This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California hits recharge record. Vilsack meets billionaire donor in L.A. An FDA webinar on ag water quality rule. California ups its effort to down water. The Department of Water Resources has recorded more than 4 million acre feet of water actively recharged into groundwater aquifers last year. That's nearly as much water as the state can store in its largest reservoir, Shasta Lake. It brings the total storage to nearly 9 million acre feet, about 20% of California's total above ground storage capacity. The extreme drought that ended in 2022 prevented the state from increasing groundwater storage for 4 years. The wet winter last year and subsequent drop in pumping led to a decrease in subsidence and even an uplift in surface elevation in some places. The governor's office celebrated the news on Tuesday. It pointed reporters to the administration's efforts to expand recharge, invest in the infrastructure to do so, and streamline permits. Keep in mind, the state still has 40 million acre foot hole to fill with its groundwater deficit after years of increased pumping due to unreliable surface water deliveries. That would take about 5 consecutive above average water years to accomplish, yet such wet years are increasingly few and far between as climate impacts deepen. You can read about DWR stepping into a political battle in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. Vilsack to talk food with Newsom's wife and billionaire donor. California First Partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom will join Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and CDFA Secretary Karen Ross in Los Angeles today to discuss the state's policy on free school meals. Also in the entourage will be billionaire hedge fund manager Kat Taylor, who has advocated for regenerative ag, has close ties to the Newsom administration, and has invested heavily to influence climate-smart ag and nutrition policies. Since 2019, Taylor has spent more than $1.6 million on lobbying the governor's office and legislature on various issues. She has also been a regular campaign contributor to various state races over the years. Taylor is married to former presidential aspirant Tom Steyer, who is among California's top political donors. Governor Newsom selected Steyer to lead his economic recovery task force in 2020. Critics argued the group lacked transparency and delivered few policy recommendations. Climate Smart Ag Research funding up significantly, but still not enough, the report says. Federal funding for agriculture climate mitigation research and development has doubled since 2017, $421 million last year. That according to a new analysis from the Breakthrough Institute. But it's still not enough to address agriculture's share of greenhouse gas emissions, the group says. The agriculture sector makes up about 10% of national greenhouse gas emissions. While energy accounts for about 9 times more emissions, federal research and development programs spend at least 22 times more on clean energy innovation than agriculture climate mitigation, according to the report. This follows limited growth in overall research funding for USDA in comparison to other agencies, according to Dan Rato, Director of Food and Agriculture at the Institute. Most of the programs the report looked at are based at USDA. One significant one that is not the Department of Energy's Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy. Most R&D funding on climate research is focused on soil carbon sequestration, but Rato said there's little dedicated to reducing overall emissions from enteric methane. From 2017 to 2023, federal programs dedicated an average of $92 million annually to carbon sequestration, that according to the report. Enteric methane accounted for just $11 million in average annual research funding. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA sets Ag Water Quality Rule webinar. FDA has announced a webinar on how to comply with its recently published rule on pre-harvest agriculture water requirements. The one-hour event will take place Monday, May 20th. FDA said it would, quote, provide an overview of the final rule and answer pre-submitted questions as well as take live questions. 1 hour might not be enough, however. AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey reports in this week's newsletter out today that some consumer advocates worry FDA may not have provided clear guidance in the rule about how to comply. The rule requires pre-harvest assessments as well as testing in some circumstances. FMC reports lower revenues amid destocking. FMC reported $918 million in revenue in its first quarter. That's 32% lower than the same period in 2023. A decline, the company said, was, quote, driven by a 27% decline in volume due to ongoing channel destocking in all regions. Sales in North America were down 48%, almost entirely due to volume against a record-breaking prior year period, FMC said. Fungicide sales outperformed the portfolio with growth from new fungicide products. FMC maintained its revenue outlook of $4.5 billion to $4.7 billion, reflecting a 2.5% growth at the midpoint versus last year. Share prices of the company were up more than 9% yesterday after the results were announced. Finally, here's today's They Said It. We should be focusing on the root cause of high utility bills. That California Senate Republican caucus sent a letter urging the Public Utilities Commission to reject a fixed charge on energy bills. The commission will vote on the proposal tomorrow. Keep in mind, the legislature never took up a bill this year to repeal the charge. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.